This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop.
This is one of the most annoying things about how people perceive the role of the president. I always liked the sort of Calvin Coolidge model of the presidency where he does his job and then leaves us the rest alone. But the fact is that everyone sort of expects the president to be almost this royal figure where he descends from on high and mingles with the commoners, or if he doesn't do that, then he's Marie Antoinette. So when Trump was sort of dictated that he had to go to Texas by the media, and if he didn't, then he'd be just like George W. Bush during Katrina, flying around in his jet above the floodwaters. So he shows up, and then he is Trump, right? I mean, Trump is Trump. He talks about crowd size. He talks about how he's glad everybody showed up. He says some nice words about the people of Texas. And then the media go nuts over that, and they go nuts over Melania's shoes and her hat. And all of this stuff is so stupid for a wide variety of reasons. But what it really is more than anything is just the media attempting to distract from the fact that Trump is doing a pretty good job here. I mean, he's obviously focused on the problem. His administration is doing what it's supposed to be doing. Also, just the amount of focus on what the federal government does during these situations to me seems slightly overblown, considering the vast majority of resources on the ground are local and state resources, not federal resources, and yet it's always the president who's deemed this sort of godlike figure by the media. Why didn't he stop the hurricane? Or if it's Barack Obama, why can he stop hurricanes? Why does he have that magic power?
Yeah, and the president is the climate change denier. Climate change caused Hurricane Harvey, therefore it's the president's fault. There is so much illogic here. But again, let's go back to empathy, because you pointed out something that I think is really smart and necessary to discuss. And that is the role of empathy in lawmaking and relief giving. How important is empathy here?
It is not important at all. In fact, empathy is actually counterproductive when it comes to lawmaking. There's a reason why if you're a surgeon and someone brings your kid in for surgery, you're not allowed by law in most states to actually perform surgery on your own child because you're empathetic. It's going to cloud your judgment. When it comes to policymaking, there have been full books on this. The idea that you have empathy for the people right in front of you, so you're focusing on the victim in front of you instead of the diffuse victims of your policy, that actually ends with some really bad lawmaking generally. So, you know, the idea that Trump would make better policy if he just went there and hugged a few widows, that seems to me completely wrong-headed. And that's true regardless of who the president is. I don't think it's the president's job to cry. I don't think he's Daniel Day-Lewis. And I don't think it's his job to even be sincere in how he feels about particular things, even though I think that there's no evidence that Trump is not empathetic with the victims here. I think the bottom line is the president has a constitutional duty to fulfill certain obligations, just as legislators do. And their job is to fulfill those obligations in terms of efficiency and effectiveness, not in terms of us examining what's in their hearts. In fact, what's in their hearts is not even just irrelevant. Sometimes it's counterproductive.
Does Ben Shapiro ever breathe, Scott? I don't think he took a breath. This guy's got an iron lung in him. He just, you know, you wound him up and boom, you know. But good points in between. I'm just sitting there going, is he going to breathe?
Easiest, you know, guest ever, right?
What?
Easiest guest to have ever, right?
Yeah, I guess. You just, you know, hey, Ben, how you doing, buddy? Let's go.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, and then it's over. I can take it. I can take a half hour off easy.
And, yeah, but I think, now that you mention it, he doesn't really breathe. Although I can see pauses in between certain things. But
he's kind of like a swimmer. You know how swimmers, they yeah. You know, like Michael Phelps, they're able just to kind of, you know, just barely just stick a little bit of their lip out of the water, you know, and just, you know, kind of breathe it in.
Yep.
Something like that. I don't know. I mean, it's impressive.
I agree with what he said, though.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I was just, I'm sitting there. I was, you know, I thought, okay, he's making good points here. And I go, okay, Ben, breathe. And Kennedy, you know, tried to, you know, I think she was like, I don't know, trying to give him a lifeline here just to give him a break there for a moment. But going off. But, yes, outside of that, yes, what he says and the whole empathy issue. And, I mean, this is, you know, the mainstream media clamoring for something. I mean, trying to claim somehow getting once again into the president's head, trying to figure out how do they know what he's thinking, you know? And it's like, I thought we were beyond this. I thought it was already handled that, you know, psychiatrist or would-be psychiatrist. I mean, because if you're would-be, then you're practicing, you know, medicine without a license. You know, unless he's your patient, and then if he's your patient, there are HIPAA laws, right? I mean, you can't go around and make those kind of statements. But hey, only the media.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Here, we having fun yet? Huh? Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can listen to us live there. Just one of the many resources. Also, 280 plus affiliates around the country. We thank you so much for joining us, whether it is on your cell phone, at home. Hey, look, at relax. We're going to cover it for you. We're going to give you a rundown on what's happening in your world. We've got experts here to talk about it. In fact, our first one, because it's just this time of the week, and we're always happy to have the one and only, you know, herself, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We're talking about the one and only Megan Barth is with us. Megan, how you doing?
Well, good morning, Bill. Thank you. Hey. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Great to have you with us. Of course, you know, all eyes are still on Texas and, you know, the idiocy that is going on about Trump, whether he's empathetic or, you know, he should be crying when he's there or, you know, kissing dog. Well, what is wrong with the mainstream media? Are they just like over the top here, Megan? I mean, give me a break. What do they want out of Donald Trump? I guess they just don't want Donald Trump. That's what it is. They just, you know, they're obviously bored or something.
Yeah, but don't you want to talk about high heels today? Because, you know, that's really the pressing issue on what Melania was wearing for 200 steps as she boarded Air Force One.
Yeah, and what is the deal? It cycles back. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, it was bad enough when they brought it up the first time, and then they go, well, maybe you didn't hear me. Let's talk about these stilettos one more time. You gotta, you know, it's like, you know, it's like Kelly Conway said the other day, you know, Chris Cuomo wanted to bring in, you know, climate warming and climate change into the discussion. She goes, look at, you know, you go and pretend to be a weather forecaster and lead the professional caring of people and rescuing people here in Texas to us, you know, because it's like, you know, they're bringing up stuff, Megan, that, you know, they have to know. I mean, Chris Cuomo is not, you know, he's not a newbie. He knows that after something like this occurs, there is an incredible amount of study where you get people that really are knowledgeable look into this stuff. And already the left is unhinging and trying to introduce something that's not even in play that, oh, yeah, this is all happening because of climate change.
Well, is anyone taking Chris Cuomo seriously after he compared Antifa to our boys that stormed the Omaha Beach?
Yeah, this is all insanity. But now, you see, even Nancy Pelosi's got to draw it back and go, you know, these are terrorists, you know. I mean, you know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, if it had taken Donald Trump this long to declare Antifa as terrorists or the radical white supremacists as terrorists, they'd be up in arms over it. You know, and or if he didn't say it exactly the way they expected to say it. Now, all of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi, we're talking months down the road, says, yeah, these guys are terrible. I mean, you know, they're bad people. They need to be locked up. Well, how long did it take you to figure that out?
Well, and she is the minority leader, and she waited for months to condemn Antifa, because this just didn't happen in Charlottesville. Antifa has been pillaging communities for years, but in most
And how about her own state?
Well, exactly.
Right.
And so for the mayor of Berkeley to say, well, they should be treated as gangs. Well, no, because right now you have a sanctuary state where gangs are free to operate wherever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for him to issue stand down orders, the mayor of Berkeley, to the police, and have the police stand by and watch innocent people being beat with clubs, that's what gangs do. But when you have a police force that is ordered to stand down, the gangs are controlling, the mob is controlling the city, and there is no law and order. And leave it to Nancy Pelosi to wait this long, but also leave it to the majority leader to follow Nancy Pelosi's lead, and that is Paul Ryan. He finally comes out and condemns Antifa. We have a problem with leadership, and it's not necessarily with the president as far as leadership. It is a problem with the Congress, and that is why we haven't gotten anything done.
Exactly. Well, the old saying is appropriate here once again, Megan. You lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way. And, you know, Donald Trump was elected president in November. The people spoke. And guess what? The other elected officials are not listening. Donald Trump is there. I mean, he is the poster child. He is the epitome of what Main Street America says is wrong, and he's the one to fix it. Now, do you think these guys could come alongside and even accept the fact that, look, they're not going to get 100% for their constituency, but they're going to definitely get a lot more than they got under Harry Reid and, oh, yeah, Nancy Pelosi. And now you even have Dianne Feinstein, who has really gotten the left all in a tither, saying, look, be patient. Give the guy a chance. I mean, Dianne Feinstein is saying this now, Megan.
Yeah, and she actually spoke, I believe, in her backyard in California, Northern California, and said, well, you know, Trump may change, and he may be end up being, you know, doing a good job and being a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
And she got booed for that.
Yeah.
So you cannot, you know, for the Republicans in the Congress, our elected officials believe that they are going to appease the left and grow the base by appeasing the left is foolish.
Yeah.
We have 63 million people that gave Congress a mandate based on the promises they made. We took the Rust Belt. We had never taken the Rust Belt in such a fashion before in history. And the Rust Belt was comprised of many, hundreds of thousands of Democrats who left the Democrat Party in order to vote for a Republican, some for the first time in their life.
Exactly.
That crossed party lines.
Mm-hmm.
And for the Republicans to be so tone deaf, and to operate as moderates. Moderates don't win national elections. And so they only win local or state elections if they campaign as conservatives.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's proven time and again. Exactly, because you've got to give the people more than Gorsuch. Gorsuch was a slam dunk. It was a no-brainer. Okay, but you can only hang your hat so far and so long on that. We've got some serious issues to deal with. You've already bungled health care. We've got the debt ceiling to negotiate. We've got tax reform to negotiate, you know, and infrastructure. And, of course, what throws a little bit of a diversion into the infrastructure situation is, of course, the devastation in Texas, because we're going to have billions of dollars going into, you know, Texas. And rightfully so. You can't have a fourth of your economy going out the door like this. I mean, here, you know, the timing of this is just incredible, Megan, when you think about it. You know, for the first time in how long do we have a 3% GDP? And then we get hit with this hurricane. This is going to be a tough row ahead and a tough comeback, you know, for this country, not to mention Texas and our economy. And so we've got to do what we can to get this country back on track and, as you say, make America great again. I still believe even with what is happening in Texas, we still have an opportunity. But we can only do that if we're unified and there's cooperation taking place. And like you said, that leadership gets in its rightful position. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, I hope you're hearing this. 15 minutes right now after the top of the hour. More from Megan Barth right after this.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
Tragic times such as these bring out the best in America's character. Strength, charity, and resilience are those characters. We see neighbor helping neighbor, friend helping friend, and stranger helping stranger. And you see that all over. You watch on television, you just see such incredible work and love and teamwork. We are one American family. We hurt together. We struggle together. And believe me, we endure together. We are one family. To the people of Texas and Louisiana, we are 100% with you. We're praying for you. We're working closely with your leaders and officials. Nothing can defeat the unbreakable spirit of people of Texas and Louisiana. Right now, every American heart sends its love and support to those whose lives have been upended, totally, by this very horrible storm. We ask God for his wisdom and strength. We will get through this. We will come out stronger. And believe me, we will be bigger, better, stronger than ever before. The rebuilding will begin, and in the end, it will be something very special.
Bill Martinez, live.
It's Where You Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth, proprietor, founder of ReaganBabe.com. This is our president, unifying the country together, bringing everyone together, and this is the thing that we're seeing outside of, yes, the usual, you know, kind of looting and some of the stuff that will take place when areas are devastated like that. But by and large, Megan, it has been encouraging to see people coming together. It's not like, the Cajun Navy is coming in with, white boats for white people and black boats for black people, you know, kind of deal. I mean, this is so ridiculous. This is just America coming together to do what they can. And then, it was announced yesterday that the president is donating $1 million himself to the effort.
Yeah, absolutely. $1 million of his own money to the effort. And, I always try to find, as being the eternal optimist that I am, I always try to find a silver lining, even in the midst of this tragedy. And the silver lining in this tragedy of Hurricane Harvey is the American spirit.
Yes.
The American people working together. And as you said, there aren't black people helping people. There aren't white people just white. There are races, all different kinds of people just helping out each other, because that is who we are. That
exactly.
is what America represents, rising up from the ashes and helping each other. Unlike the Democrats want us to believe that this is such a divided country, as they try to tear apart and divide this country based on race or sex or gender, that's what the Democrats do, and that's what they've campaigned on during their resistance.
Exactly.
That this president and America is institutionally racist, or there's toxic masculinity. You don't see any of that in Texas, because that is not who we are.
Yeah, exactly. This is Main Street on display here, and you can't help but be proud of what they have done together as a community, what they're doing. The other thing, too, Megan, I wanted to talk to you about today was James Comey. Donald Trump, which he was scathed at, during the campaign, the left went nuts in his reference of the rigged system and, the way Hillary was being treated or ignored or what have you. It is now coming out that Comey had already prejudged the case. You talk about collusion. I mean, to me, this is real collusion as to what's being exposed here. And, with the FBI, former FBI agents that I've spoken with on many occasions, I mean, they're not, they know that Comey is a little dirty here, if not a lot.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton should be doing her book tour in the cells of San Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
For the FBI then to come out and say also this week that they aren't going to publicly release the documents because there is no public interest. Obviously, they weren't watching the campaign where tens of thousands of people over and over again were screaming, lock her up.
Yeah.
This is an issue that any reasonable prosecutor would take up. As like Comey said, no reasonable prosecutor after he listed 18,000 things that Hillary Clinton did wrong. And I have to remind you, Bill, that James Comey perverted the espionage statute by introducing intent into the statute. If you read the statute, there is no need to have intent to be found guilty or to be tried for espionage. Mm. All you have to do is mishandle classified information, with or without intent.
Well, that's what they got Petraeus on, didn't they?
Correct.
That's what they got Petraeus. That's what they got Christian, the Navy, submarine, enlistee that went to serve a year, who's getting out. I think he's getting out this week. Christian Saucier, on down. I mean, there's a different rule of order for Hillary Clinton, right?
Well, where is Jeff Sessions?
Yeah.
And thank you for cleaning up the streets. Thank you for deporting MS-13 gang members. What about trying Hillary Clinton for treason and reopening that case and hiring a special prosecutor, specifically now because Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham uncovered these documents, heavily redacted documents, that James Comey, prior to Hillary Clinton being interviewed or 16 other witnesses being interviewed, had already exonerated her.
Exactly.
The decision was made. This whole case needs to be reopened. And we have control. We have an attorney general. And this is not a political thing. This is simply the rule of law. Where is he?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you had a situation where you had an attorney general telling the FBI director, we're going to call it a matter. It's not an investigation. We're going to call it. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on.
And part of the swamp that needs to be drained is the FBI, specifically because they have been politicized under the direction of James Comey, who's completely compromised. Mm-hmm. He just signed a book deal. He should be doing a book tour in the halls of San Quentin. Mm-hmm. What he did to the rule of law was thumb his nose at it and create two types of systems. One for the protected and one for everybody else. And that's not how the law works, nor how should it be applied.
Exactly. Well, and speaking of book tours, of course, you heard that Hillary's getting, $2,500? Is it $2,500, something like that, per attendee that wants to, get an autograph book and a picture with her.
Part of the invitation says that she's going to be funny. If she's going to be humorous, for $3,800, is she going to be hysterical? What a joke. Have we seen Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton donate any of their personal wealth to the victims of Harvey, or are those just all the deplorables that she talked about on her campaign?
That's funny in and of itself. Come and see Hillary Clinton be funny. Like, now this is a comedic tour?
Right.
I mean, is George Lopez going to come on? Come on. Stage with her or something?
Kathy Griffin?
Yes, right. Yeah, because she's back, because she's already recanted now. I take everything back. I didn't mean to apologize. I must have lost my mind. I got a lobotomy. Now I'm okay. I'm all good. And Anderson Cooper says, I don't think so. We'll just leave you alone over there. Have fun.
Right. Yeah, I haven't seen the Clinton Foundation step up and help the victims of Hurricane Harvey.
No.
And according to the latest report, the Clintons just sold their Hamptons mansion for $29 million. They certainly aren't dead broke anymore, mm-hmm. and they could cough up a few dollars in order to help their fellow man. But
did that mansion come with a server, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Super secret server next.
Yeah,
to
it's probably smashed up back in the corner of the garage somewhere.
Maybe they'll find some blackberries.
Yeah. Do they even have garages in the Hamptons? I don't even know. Do they?
I don't know. I've never been there. I don't have enough wealth.
But I know. I was going to say, I know you want to put a bid on the house. Just see if you could find the server, Why not? Just for fun. Always good. Thank you so much, Megan. Appreciate you coming on, as always. The one and only Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you go for all the information if you want to be in the flow of the know. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. As always, great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And right here, right now, is the one and only America's Money Answers Man. And we're talking about Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as the Wall Street correspondent. Well, Jordan, we got a lot of good news here. 3% GDP, Warren Buffett says, doesn't feel like it. I'm not sure what 3% feels like in his perspective.
Well, that's very good news for that. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing earnings of companies coming through very strongly. Unemployment's been really quite low and probably going to even get better. Mm-hmm. So all those things are good. I mean, we definitely have some clouds on the horizon, and what's happened in Texas is going to be,
you know,
at least short-term negative, but in the long-term it could be a huge boon to rebuilding an enormous area, the fourth largest city in the country. So there's going to be a huge amount of construction and renovation what's going on down there.
Well, we already talked about infrastructure, but now we got infrastructure on the fourth largest economy here in our country directly. But this is going to be a process, and there's going to be a lot of money down there. We're talking more billions of dollars than Katrina, right?
I think at least $150 billion, if not more.
Yeah, they're saying $160 maybe more, but hey, what's a billion here, a billion there when you're getting up to that number? Absolutely devastating. I mean, you think about the cars. I was reading earlier it was a half million. Now that number has doubled. They're saying at least now a million cars destroyed by Hurricane Harvey.
And the homes and the businesses and the infrastructure is going to affect. And it's affecting the refineries. About 20% of our refining capacity is out right now. It's also going to affect food. Mm-hmm. Texas is a big rice producer, and their crop is destroyed. That's mm-hmm. going to affect cattle and food and so on.
What about the refineries? We had to close one down. Is there any long-lasting problems with the refineries here?
Well, not unless they get flooded, which they haven't been so far. They've been closing them down as kind of a precaution. Mm-hmm. But that means in the short term, you're going to see gas prices going up anywhere between 15 and 25 cents. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting right now, Bill, is that gasoline prices are going up, but crude oil prices are going down. Oil's down to about $45, $46 a barrel because with the refineries not working, there's no place to put the crude, literally.
Yeah, right.
So we have too much of a surplus. All the storage areas are already filled. So the oil, for example, coming out of the Permian Basin, Midland, Odessa, there's no place to put it right now.
Wow.
So there's just a huge surplus that just got bigger in the refineries. So we have gasoline prices going up, crude oil prices going down. Very odd situation.
Yeah, it is. And of course, we get to pay the difference, don't we?
We do. This is going to be very good for the refiners when they come back because their cost of crude is going to be less, and they can charge more for their gasoline. So they'll be good. That's a good place to invest.
Probably. Well, of course, and then California will figure out how to get some more added benefit out of that because they're not going to sit still and let somebody make all those profits, right?
Stuff tougher, right.
Yeah.
Make it even tougher.
Exactly.
And the other big thing going on is the whole North Korean situation. We're just not clear. The missiles have been flying in both directions here. Let's hope one of these missiles doesn't land, because if one of the North Korean missiles lands on South Korea, on Japan, on Guam, on anything like that, we would retaliate immediately, and I think they would retaliate immediately by unleashing all the artillery and missiles they have aimed at South Korea and Seoul, which could cause 20 to 25 million deaths and basically start a third world war. I hope it doesn't happen, but let's put it this way. The odds of it happening are higher than zero.
Without a doubt. Well, especially when you got this knucklehead just firing off missiles and going, well, I think we can, do you think we can clear Japan? I don't know. Can we clear it? Let's give it a shot. Let's see what happens. God forbid, you know, there was enough gas in there and all of a sudden it landed a little bit sooner than expected. I thought you filled it up. No, you know, it's like, oh, Lord have mercy. Then we've got all kinds of issues.
We're in a position, if one of these does land, we've got nuclear submarines, we've got aircraft carriers, we are ready to go at a moment's notice to basically wipe them out.
Mm-hmm.
But when we did that, the moment we attacked in response to them, he's going to unleash everything he's got. The analogy I've been using is like Hitler. If Hitler had the bomb, he would have used it on the way down.
Yes, exactly. Right? No doubt.
It's similar.
Yeah. No, this is
on his way down. He wants to go out in glory, and it's crazy. But that's the kind of person we're dealing with here. And I mean, on our side, Trump has talked about fire and fury, and talk isn't good enough anymore, and this is unacceptable. I mean, he's using all the words that would give him the pretext to actually use something. You know, hopefully it would be conventional and not nuclear. Just think if we had a nuclear situation there, okay, on either side.
Oh yeah,
the radioactivity would basically render North and South Korea uninhabitable.
Right.
And then a cloud would go over China and Japan. I mean, it just has super catastrophic
see dominoes falling there, and that's why China has even, but they've kind of thrown their arms up in the air, it seems like, and saying, hey, we can't control this guy either. You know, I know you're looking to us, but there's only so much we can do. Nikki Haley, I mean, they can say whatever they want to say about Donald Trump. I'm more afraid of Nikki Haley, frankly.
Well, I mean, Chinese have a lot of leverage, and that 90% of the trade with North Korea goes to them. So, in theory, they could put a lot of squeeze on. But every time we've tried to squeeze North Korea, he responds by firing off more missiles.
Yes.
He has a 15-0 vote in the UN.
Yes.
With sanctions, pretty severe sanctions. And right after that, he said, well, let me fire four missiles at Guam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not getting the message, let's put it that way. And I don't think he's going to.
No, not at all.
I'm very concerned. Mm-hmm. You know, it could happen.
Well, he's definitely at a point. He's pushing, he's testing the edges, and then some. Sooner or later, there is going to be something a lot more serious than economic sanctions. And then at that point, like you say, if he gets backed in a corner, then, crazy people do what crazy people do.
And he's going to let it fly. So if that were to happen, Bill, I think the stock market would drop extremely dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Dow is now about 22,000. It would drop 10,000 points in a week, something like that, a huge drop.
Yeah.
Because people are not expecting that to happen right now. Gold would soar dramatically. Gold's now about $1,300 an ounce. Gold could go up to $5,000 an ounce, something like that.
Overnight almost, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of potential here. I think it makes sense to take some of your money off the table, actually.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. I was going to ask you about safe havens for our money. You know, that I think people are looking at that. What do you consider?
So gold would be one. You can either do physical gold or you can do gold exchange-traded funds, as they're called, ETFs. Like GLD is physical gold, and GDX is the gold mining shares. So that would be one haven. Another one would be treasury bonds. The treasury bond yield has already fallen to 2.1%, and I think it could go lower. If we have a missiles landing in Korea, the bond goes from 2% down to zero.
Because
people, that'd be a safe haven. Mm-hmm. One I've mentioned before might be of interest to some of your listeners are what are called commercial mortgage bridge loans, because mm-hmm. that's a way of getting 6% yield over 1 year. Domestic commercial projects, quite safe. Website for that, commercialmortgagebridgeloans.com. So those are three safe havens right there in a pretty volatile world.
Well, we got to keep an eye on this. And, Jordan, I appreciate you being in front of all this right now because we've got a lot of moving parts. I mean, even with the good news of the GDP at 3%, unemployment continuing to go down, this has been a jobs president. And this is in spite of all the handcuffs that Congress and the Democrats want to put on this president.
That's right. And I don't think we're going to get any major legislation this year, Bill. I don't think we're going to get tax reform. I don't think we're going to get infrastructure. We're not going to get health care. I mean, there's a lot of paralysis up there. One thing I hope we do is raise the national debt ceiling, which has to be done by the end of September, because then we cause an international financial meltdown.
On top of everything else, yeah, we can't even go that way. Yeah, I'm with you. I know that they have to do it, but sometimes you just never know. I mean, Trump has thrown a warning out there, but I think in his sober moments he realizes we can't shut down the government.
Well, that's sad. But even worse is defaulting on national debt.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's more important.
If you hold either of them hostage to build funds for the Mexican wall, I think that's not a good idea. And so he threatened it. You never know if he's going to do it or not. But it just put a load of uncertainty in. And this has to be done in the next month.
Yeah, I'm for GoFundMe. Let's just do a GoFundMe on the
there
wall.
You go.
We'll make that happen. Hey, we'll leave it there. The conversation will continue, as always, with Jordan Goodman. We appreciate Jordan's insight and also his great advice about these safe havens. Take a note. Jordan, where can they go for more information? Be in touch with you.
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I always love to help your listeners.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Bill.
Dear friends in Christ, the Reverend Michael Spruill.
From the studio that brought you War Room and Miracles from Heaven comes All Saints, a new pastor's first assignment to close a struggling church.
I think God's with me.
He wants us to save this little church by making the land into a farm.
From a seed of faith grows hope.
Back where we started.
We are not where we started. We're somewhere completely new.
All Saints, starring John Corbett, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to allsaintsmovie.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Paul Batura joins us now. Paul is Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's always great to be with you.
Hey, good to have you back as always. Focus on the Family, as always, at the forefront of responding to the need of Americans. And you're doing it again, along with many other Christian groups that... you know, the Poverty Law Center might call us hate groups because we love Jesus, but, you know, go figure. We're living Isaiah 5, where that which is good is said to be evil, evil is good, and the Poverty Law Center is playing into the hands, unbeknownst to themselves, to what God said was going to happen. So, you know, for the Christians, for the brotherhood and the sisterhood of believers, no surprise here. But, you know, we've got the Father's business to take care of. And, you know, again, we're grateful to Focus on the Family for you guys, you know, leading the way and taking the responsibility to do what you can to raise funds to help, you know, the victims there, you know, dealing with Hurricane Harvey.
Well, you're totally right, Bill. I mean, this is what Christians do, and this is can be our finest hour, and we're doing exactly that. We're working and partnering with the Ministry Convoy of Hope, who's on the ground there in Houston, offering assistance. So anyone who would like to help, we're accepting donations. We can guarantee that that money will get to those people. And you can call 1-800-A-FAMILY or on our website. It's just focusonthefamily.com/Harvey. And, you know, our hearts are breaking. People wonder, yes, what can I do? It's a bit overwhelming, isn't it, when you see the images?
It really is. I mean, we're talking over a million cars. I think now the death toll up over 40 now, Paul. You know, people coming back to their homes. And even some people who thought, hey, they were okay, they're dodging a bullet, but then they've had to release some water. And in doing that, it's, you know, it's drowning some neighborhoods. It's just absolutely devastating and heartbreaking. And at the same time, in the midst of this, Paul, you know, I always tell people, you know, in the process of life and in reading the Bible, I've become what they call a but God Christian. They go, what do you mean but God? And I go, it's that transitionary, a powerful transitionary phrase in the Bible. and throughout life, is that when everything looks so devastating and you have the eyes to see God's deliverance, you know, and you always read that in the Bible where, you know, everything is so miserable, and then you hear, but God. And on that transitionary phrase, you just you get ready, because God's going to do something only the way God can do it. And I think here in the same case, I mean, we're seeing it on a day-to-day basis, and this is the thing that, and even Donald Trump responded to this as well, in talking about how the country is being unified through this. This is about America. I mean, you know, we've got the Cajun Navy going down there, Paul, and, you know, they're not going there just with black boats and only serving black, you know, saving black people, or white boats only serving, you know, saving white people. It's just about Americans. It's about patriots. It's about, you know, fellow human beings. You know, they're helping to lift the weight.
Yeah, the storms of life are inevitable. How we respond to them is the key. And I have had the same thoughts you have. When I look down and I see what's happening and how people are responding, I think, you know, that's the country that you and I love and your listeners love. And when we're told that Charlottesville and the evil that goes on there represents, you know, what goes on in the country represents the country, it doesn't. Fortunately, it's the exception. We denounce it, but we also realize that there is a wonderful, we live in a wonderful country with terrific people, and I think Christians are leading the way.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about, speaking of country, and then we've got people in the world, like a man named Mully, in his incredible story, Charles Mully, who gave it all back, who continues to pay it forward. Now, here is a man who at six is abandoned in the street in Kenya and finds himself as part of the other hordes of orphans just left out in the street of Kenya, right?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the storms of life. I mean, this is one of those stories.
Yeah.
He was abandoned as a kid, as you mentioned. But he didn't just rest there. He was able to succeed, and he actually forged ahead and got an education, started this business, this transportation business, became a wealthy man, but realized after all the money had come in, something was missing, and then looked around him and saw the needs on the streets of Kenya, all these abandoned children, and began one by one taking them in, literally taking them into his home. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of what became known as the Mully Family Home. And he's, believe it or not, has served over 12,000 children in 28 years. It's just it's a remarkable story of what one person can do if they're faithful to what God's put on their life.
And Paul, what touches me is that, you know, these are fellow human beings. These are God's creation. And the stories that are wrapped into each one of these orphans, you know, dejected, rejected, put out in the street, not good enough, just left alone. And, you know, which was the same thing for Charles Mully at 6 years old. And he saw firsthand, God blessed him, and he witnessed firsthand doing more than he could imagine, witnessing the faithfulness of God. And that power, you know, once he connected with it and said, hey, it happened to me, why not these orphans? What other dreams, what other stories are lying there on the streets, you know, of Kenya, these kids that have been rejected and abandoned? What incredible stories are yet to be told? And, you know, to me, that's that hallowed ground, you know, being made in the image of God and all that that represents, that is right there before our noses. And for Charles Mully, thank God he was able to see it. And I think he stands as a blatant example to our society to lift up those that would otherwise just be rejected and left out in the street.
Oh, completely. One life can change the world, and the lives that he has saved can very well change others and wind up transforming the world. I'll tell you, when you're listening to this morning, you may be thinking, okay, that's over in Kenya. That's a great story, but it doesn't really apply to me. The reason we're promoting this film is because we want people to internalize this and to ask themselves, what can I do? What is in my world, in my town, in my family? What is it that the Lord wants me to do? It doesn't have to be taking an orphan. It can be coaching a team. It can be volunteering down at your church. anything helps, you know, and that's really the whole point of this film, is that one man, and God can work through one man in a mighty way.
We have so many people, even in the American society, and this is part of the disruption that we have right now, Paul, that's being acted out, is the rejection that they have felt. They've been ignored and validated by society and by the culture. And, you know, a word aptly spoken, a smile, a handshake, a hug. You know, we overlook those things. People are looking to be connected, to be valued and appreciated. And as you say, whether it's being a coach or, you know, handing a blanket to somebody who is homeless. I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be done if you're open to what God is revealing to us and what we need to do and how things can change, you know, for the better. If we're going to do it, you know, if we're going to co-labor with God. And, you know, I appreciate, again, Focus on the Family for what you're doing in, you know, participating in, you know, in Mully and showing this at Theaters Nationwide. Now, this is going to happen on October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, right?
That's right. It's one of these limited engagement releases. You know, films and theaters are expensive, but we working through this organization, Fathom. Events, folks
right.
are familiar with. And so, yeah, you can buy your tickets in advance. We recommend that just because if you want to get the day you want, there it is a limited release, and you could get your tickets on our website, focusonthefamily.com /MULLY, which is Charles Mully's last name.
Right.
But it's a great Sunday school outing, a small group. Bring your kids. I mean, it's really going to inspire and it's a redeeming story. I mean, we're really in the need of that, aren't we?
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, it's, hey, this is an absolute blessing. I highly recommend it. I had a chance to see the movie earlier, and it really is life-changing, Paul. It makes you wonder. It's kind of like Keith Green would say, sometimes, you know, you'd run into expositions of faith, and then you'd wonder and question your own Christianity at times, which I think sometimes is good to do.
It is good to be challenged. You know, we say a good sermon makes the listener just a little uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to be moved a little bit. And, you know, we talk about don't sweat the small stuff. You hear that phrase a lot, and there's wisdom to that. I think you don't want to get caught up in minutia of life necessarily, but little things make a big difference. And what, you know, in your own life, you can do something very, very small, even today, that's going to have an eternal consequence for someone. That's really the seed we're hoping to plant here.
Yeah, we could all be Mullies, huh? If only that could be the case. And like you say, just a little things, you know, the Bible says, you know, a word aptly, just a word. The meaning of a word, just one word, what it would do to lift somebody else. Sometimes it's a smile, like I said, even a handshake. Again, Paul, remind everybody about Mully in theaters for 3 days only, right?
That's right, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tickets can be purchased at focusonthefamily.com/Mully, M-U-L-L-Y.
Paul Matura, Vice President of Communications for Focus on the Family. Paul, as always, great to have you with us. Have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate it.
You too, Bill. Thanks so much.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using Estroblock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds today.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You want to...